Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is John Pizzarelli, the brilliant singer and guitarist. His heartfelt singing and swinging playing come together to create the perfect performer. That's you, John.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's great to. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How's your father, Bucky?
As usual, he could either be in Bloomington, Indiana, or Istanbul at any given moment. I don't know where he is.
That's the way it is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, years ago, he used to come into the Hickory House almost every night. I guess people knew that I'd like to have people sit in, and he would just walk in. He didn't say anything. He'd just walk in and open up the guitar, and we'd play.
I don't know if there's anybody who loves to play the guitar more than he does. I mean, he's just...
Well, maybe you.
Oh, I love to play the guitar, and I love to play with him when I get a chance, because it's so much... It's always fun, and it's always educational.
Well, you made a record together, didn't you?
Yeah, we've made a number of records together, and the first couple that I made back in the 80s with him, I was more like an accompanist. So now it's more like musical conversations.
It must be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And now working with my brother on the bass, you know, we have a simpatico. It's really, my father always says, you can't beat blood. sort of fun.
That's pretty funny. Well, I'm dying to hear the trio.
All right.
What are you going to play?
Well, we're going to play How About You, I think, is the song.
Okay.
We have Tony Tedesco on the drums and my brother Martin on the bass.
Wonderful.
I want to be. I like New York in June. How about you? I'd like a Gershwin too. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, I can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? Like we both agree on what to do, and I like it. How about you? Yes, I like it. How about you?
That's a great tune.
Yeah, I always love that song. There's several versions of it that I liked. I like the Sinatra version from Songs for Swingin' Lovers, and that's why I recorded it on my Sinatra record. And I also, I think Oscar Peterson recorded it with Herb and Herb Ellis and Ray Brown on the Live at the Stratford Festival record.
Boy, you know when things were recorded. I know Oscar did that tune, but I didn't know when.
Yeah, I'm sure he did it more than once, but I always liked that one record. You know, there's, I don't know if I have a big extensive collection of records, but the ones that I have, I really devoted to, so I know where I've heard them.
And you played them more than once.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, that was so great. How do you pick tunes? I mean, you pick that tune. How about you?
Well, for picking that song out for the Sinatra record, which is called Dear Mr. Sinatra, there were certain things that record was with a big band, so I had to find things that John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton's band could.
Oh yeah.
They John wrote a majority of the arrangements for that record, so. There were a number of songs that Sinatra had performed, but there were also songs on that record that were written for him, like Witchcraft and Nice and Easy and songs like that, The Last Dance and Ring-a-Ding-Ding. And then the other songs I just liked that Sinatra done, like How About You, You Make Me Feel So Young.
Well, you did a whole bunch of things with Sinatra. You did a tour with him, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I toured, I did about, I think it's about 18 dates. We did 6 dates overseas and 12 dates in the United States. And I met Sinatra in Berlin, Germany on the second night of the tour. And the only words he said to me were, "Eat something, you look bad." So that was my big run-in with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but it was really great, you know, to hear that orchestra every night all over the world. And just, you know, Sinatra doesn't even play rooms. He plays, like, stadiums.
Stadiums, and, yeah.
You know, we played the racetrack in Hamburg. It was 20,000 people.
Oh, I
was
just goodness.
Going, this is definitely not, this isn't Eddie Condon's.
No, so you'd be placing bets as well.
Yes, I was placing bets if I could survive the gig at that point, but it was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's funny. But it must be wonderful to be around somebody like Frank. And Nat Cole, you did a lot of things.
Yeah.
Did an album recently.
Yeah, I did 2 Nat Cole records. I did one called Dear Mr. Cole with Benny Green and Christian McBride. They're no slouches.
Not, I'm going to say, not bad players.
Yeah, and then I did, I bookended it about 8 years later. I did one called P.S. Mr. Cole. So I got all my Nat Cole things out, I got them all on 2 records. As I really, the reason I guess I sing and play the guitar is because I heard the Nat Cole Trio.
Well, how about another song from you guys?
Well, we were thinking, since we talked about Nat Cole, the first Nat Cole song I learned was actually Straighten Up and Fly Right. So do you mind?
That'd be a wonderful one to do.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
It took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey looked at him and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. I cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. I cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. You see, the buzzard tells the monkey, "You're choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looks the buzzard dead in the eye. Says your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie. So straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. I cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Thank you. You see the buzzer tells the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looks the buzzer dead in the eye and says, about to foot the blue jay with a floor. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. You better straighten up and fly right. I cool down, Papa, don't you blow. Don't you blow. Fly right.
Boy, that was wonderful.
Thank you very much. The boys are on it today.
They certainly seem to be. I bet they're
good.
On it every day.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to come with John Pizzarelli and his trio. Martin Pizzarelli on bass and Tony Tedesco on drums. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I'd love to hear you do another Nat Cole tune.
Well, you know, from all of when I started, my first record was in 1983, and I did all the standard Nat Cole songs on that record with my dad's trio, and I just sang, and I did Straighten Up, Fly Right, Route 66, and For Sentimental Reasons.
Oh, he played, you didn't play.
Yeah, I was just a singer. I was the boy singer. Then that record got a little airplay, and then there were people who would start to send me all tapes of all their old Nat Cole records. And I found out that there was this whole group of songs that he made for Decca, and early Nat Cole, like where he did Hit That Jive Jack and Scotchin' with the Soda. And
oh boy, Babs. Those are really early ones.
Yeah, and so I found this song through a gentleman named Rich Connedy, who gave me a copy of a song called This Will Make You Laugh, which was written by Irene Higginbottom. It was a song that he recorded for Decca, and it was made during the war, and the story had to do with something about there wasn't enough oil to make the shellac to make enough records to make it a hit record.
Oh.
He was the low man on the totem pole at Decca after Bing Crosby and Guy Lombardo. So
goodness.
And there's no other record of it since then. So I always loved the song, and I got to record it twice, actually. So it's a great little tune.
And I'd love to hear
play it for you. It's called This Will Make You Laugh.
Okay.
Here we go. Three, four.
This will make you laugh. I'd stake my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. I took a chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss. But I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I'd stake my dreams on you. And for all didn't see it through. Of all the fools, I break the rules. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you. And for all my love, you didn't see it through. Of all the fools I break the rules, I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny.
It's such a great tune. It should be heard more.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we always get a great response for that song. There was that song, and there's another one called Beautiful Moons Ago that Oscar Moore wrote that are...
Oh, yeah, I don't even know that one.
Yeah, that one, we used to play that one a lot. But This Will Make You Laugh always is at the top of the list of some of those little ballads that he used to do like that.
Well, you made a record called Generations...
Yes, my dad and I did. We made one called Generations, and we did a lot of great songs from all the people my dad worked with over there. In a sense, I tried to pick tunes that my dad did with different people. The first song is a song called Fred that Neil Hefti wrote, and Zoot Sims used to play it all the time. And their drummer was Freddie Coleman, who was from New Orleans, and Rusty Gilder was the bass player.
Rusty worked with me.
Oh, there you go.
He's a terrific bass player.
I was 19, and I heard them play, and he would play Fred. He liked it because Freddie Coleman played like march time drums on it. It's like ba 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 da 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 do 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 ba ya ba. And so it was a great little song, and so that became part of our little Generations record. So
you did so many Sinatra songs. Did you do some on that record, Generations?
We may have done one on that. And most notably, we did, as I mentioned earlier, we did a lot of the on Dear Mr. Sinatra, in particular, Wee Small Hours, which was another song written for Frank Sinatra. I think Dave Mann and Bob Hilliard wrote it.
I love that tune.
Yeah.
We could play that, couldn't we?
I would love to play it with
you. What do you think?
Oh, fantastic. I think only good things.
All right.
Fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl. I never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. just listen. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all. That's the time you miss her most of all.
I just love that Wee Small Hours.
It's such a great song, isn't it?
It's one of my favorite all-time tunes.
I had asked my friend, Jonathan Schwartz, where it came from, and evidently Bob Hilliard and Dave Mann wrote it after a poker game at their house, at Bob Hilliard's house. And
oh, really?
Dave Mann had took the sheet, had it in his coat, and the next day or two later was in Midtown Manhattan. It ran into Sinatra and Nelson Riddle, and they were meeting to talk about a record they were making, and Dave Mann tagged along with them and ended up giving them that song, and it became the title track of that record.
What a perfect timing.
Yeah, my friend always says, what if, you know, he didn't get in the cab that day, if he didn't make his way to Midtown?
Yeah, it's amazing how that worked out.
Yeah, I find that record, the Wee Small Hours record, to be fascinating. You know, everything is so... You know, if I just even want to listen to one or two cuts of it, I end up listening to the whole record. You know,
me too.
You know, and I particularly like Alec Wilder's piece on that. I'll be Around is on that record,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
I was wondering if you could play that. I'd love to hear you play that.
I'd love to. I'd love to. All right. Here goes.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful song, isn't it? I just love the way you played it. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you, John. Well, I'm having a great time with John Pizzarelli and his trio. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. We going to feature now? What composer?
Well, the new album that I recently made is called With a Song in My Heart, and it concentrates on the music of Richard Rodgers.
That's a wonderful version of the tune. I've got that record.
Thank you very much. We had a lovely time putting it together, and then, you know, when you go through all the Rodgers songs, it's amazing to see how they fit within shows. I was struck by things that he wrote with Larry Hart, and there's so many, you can see where the songs fall in the shows. You know, there's a lot of suggestions. You should do this song, you should do that song.
Yeah.
But I see, that's the 11 o'clock number from a show, and that's also, you know, there's always those ballads, you know.
It's funny, that this one is not that well known, is it? I'd like to recognize the tune.
No, I had a, my friend Jonathan Schwartz used to sing it. And also, I have a Mel Torme made a record of it. I might have been on a Schubert Alley collection with Marty Paich. So,
oh yeah,
I just always liked the song.
Well, I'd like to hear your version.
Maybe you'll recognize our tune.
Maybe I'll recognize it.
Well, here we go. 1, 2. I 1, 2, 3. I like to recognize the tune. I want to savvy what the band is playing. I keep saying, must you bury the tune? I got to know the answer soon. Is it the cat meowing in the attic? Is it static? Must you bury the tune? A guy named Tony plays the drums like thunder, but the melody is 6 feet under. There isn't anyone immune. They kill the Billy Roses and Puccinis. Don't be meanies, or must you bury the tune? Yeah. Isn't anyone immune? They kill the Arthur Schwartzes and the Glinkas. Don't be stinkers, must you bury the tune, yeah.
Boy, that was terrific.
Oh, thanks very much. There's a Larry Hart lyric book that has all the different, there were about four different bridges. There's one that mentions Eleanor Roosevelt dancing, and then there was one that said a guy named Krupa plays the drums like thunder.
Oh, really?
And then the very last line says they kill the Arthur Schwartzes and the Glinkas. So I found all these different things when putting that together.
Yeah, I heard that. That makes it's great.
I had said to Jonathan. Actually, I said to Jonathan Schwartz. I said I'm going to do. I'd like to recognize the tune, and he said, "You have to look because I believe my father is mentioned in the lyrics somewhere." So I had actually called my brother Martin. It was at my folks' house, and I've had that Larry Hart book forever. It's, you know, you got to keep them somewhere, and I have a lot of them out at my mother's house. And he pulled it off the shelf, and he went, "Yeah, there's the Arthur Schwartz lyric. It's in the back of the thing." So,
it was great that you. It would be terrible if you didn't do that.
Yeah. So I thought, speaking of lyrics and things, one of my favorite lyricists is Johnny Mercer.
Oh, mine too.
And I wanted to do a story song that he wrote both the words and the music to. And Bobby Troup had made a great record of it. It's a song called Jamboree Jones, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to play that for you.
I'd love to hear it.
I began the story out in West Virginia in a little college. Most of the student body only cared for football, never mind the knowledge. Never mind the sheepskin, they preferred the pigskin, seemed to have it in their bones. They knew all about it, couldn't live without it, all except a certain Mr. Jamboree Jones. He played the clarinet with all his might. He practiced night and day, he practiced day and night. No running up the field for Mr. Jones. He'd rather run up the scales and down the scales. A what tones, even though his buddies always cut their studies to attend a rally. While they were rooting, you could hear him tooting, "What's become of Sally?" How his friends did hate him, co-eds wouldn't date him, they thought he was an awful bore. But he liked his rhythm more than being with him, so he just ran off and went to practice some more. Meanwhile, the team marched on to greater fame, till they were asked to play that famous Rose Bowl game. On that day of days, the students beamed. What did they do when the team marched on the field? They squealed. Starting with the kickoff, they pulled every trick off, but they couldn't win it. Instead of going forward, they were going backward about a mile a minute. Seeing their position, they called intermission, and they heard the referee say, 17 to nothing, ain't exactly nothing, and you only got about a minute to play. When from the stands there came a distant wail, and it was Jamboree, a swinging hold'em yell. And all the students, they began to yell. The players marched up the field and down the field, a pell-mell. West Virginia Hill, there stands a college still, just as it always will. And there's a picture in its Hall of Fame. You'll see the boy in the frame who won that game. Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name. Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name. Jamboree, Jamboree Jones. Jamboree Jones is the gentleman's name.
Oh, yeah, I never heard that song before.
Oh, thanks.
How do you, like with a song like that, I'm thinking, what happens if you forget any of the lyrics?
Oh.
Does that ever happen?
You're stuck. Oh, that one, sometimes you can end up, you know, the team can win the game before the game's even started if you go if you sing the wrong lyric. I used to love that. There's that Bobby Troup record of that song was, I forget where I first heard it, but I think somebody must have said you should, you know,
well,
find
where did
it.
Where did you learn that song?
I learned it off the record, off that record, and I got the lead sheet on it. It's in one of the books, the Johnny Mercer books. There's a book called Too Marvelous for Words. So I went in and it's one of the few things I can still maintain the memory on. So I guess it just keeps going and going and going.
But when you first did that song, it must have been like pretty hard.
It's just to
get through it the first time.
It sure is. I forget. I have a big band arrangement of it, and I remember the first couple of times, you just hope you can figure, you know, where you're at. And I always know. Sometimes I end up in West Virginia, in the middle of the tune. But it's such a great song, and you know, those story songs are perfect for the middle of shows when you have to sing ballads and swing tunes and things, and you're always looking for something else where you know, you don't have to play 100 choruses on it or something. I always say I do that song in my quote-unquote act. I do that song because I realize there's in the audience is the John Pizzarelli fan and the person who came with them. So I say this has music and sports, so you get it all in one fell swoop.
Oh, that's great.
Now, there is another Johnny Mercer song that I really love, I'd love to play for you, that is has music by Jimmy Van Heusen. And I used to, I first learned it for the Broadway show, Dream. And
what's the tune?
It's called I Thought About You.
Oh, that's a wonderful tune.
So if you don't
mind.
Are
you going to do that as a solo?
I'd love to, yeah. It's sort of my little tribute also in the middle to George Van Epps and the 7-string guitar, which I have, the guitar that I play has a low A note on it. And so you'll hear it when I play.
Okay.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. With every stop that we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack, looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Every step that we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? about you? I took a trip on a train.
That's beautiful, John.
Oh, thank you very much. I love creating something, those little chord solos on the guitar. It's from listening to George Van Epps play those things, you know, it's fun to try and, you know, manipulate your way around when you're
and
not singing.
And you did. It was really...
It's like a high wire act sometimes. Hoping, you know, and it's the same, you know, I can imagine it's like the same thing on the piano when you have that... You're looking for where you're going to head, and you're thinking of what chord you want to play and how they line up.
How about when you go somewhere and it doesn't quite come off? Yeah. What are you going to do then?
Usually I scream at that point. Martin starts to laugh at me. But it's like a musical Rubik's Cube. You know, you're trying to work your way around, make sure everything lines up.
And even if you play the wrong note, you can turn it into something good.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you can make that, you can still make it work.
Well, there's more music in a minute with John Pizzarelli and his trio. Martin Pizzarelli on bass and Tony Tedesco on drums. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I bet you've done lots of Beatle tunes at different times, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I had recorded one Beatle song on a record of standards, and there was everybody kept saying, "Oh, that Beatle song sounds like a standard tune." And then it gave me the idea to do a whole record of Beatle songs as jazz songs, to sort of not even think of them as Beatles songs.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, they're such wonderful tunes.
And they really lend themselves to reharmonization and interesting formats and
things. They do, absolutely. Yeah.
And I did it with a whole lot of different... There was an orchestra, there was a big band, there was small group things, and one of my favorites on the record is a George Harrison song of Here Comes the Sun, which we thought of it as a Jobim song. We sort of played it like a bossa nova.
Oh, that must be nice. Yeah. Are you going to do that?
We're going to do it for you. I hope it's still nice.
I'm sure it is.
All right, let's try it.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Oh, sun, 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 here it comes. Thank you. favorite comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right.
That's terrific. I thought I knew all the Beatles tunes, but I really didn't know that one.
Well, thanks. Well, the idea was to sort of make them their own, think of them as standard songs. I thought of that as a Jobim song. I thought of Can't Buy Me Love as a rhythm tune with a Woody Herman band. And I thought of, there's a song called For No One that I thought of as a Sondheim song.
I don't know that one.
That's from Revolver. Yeah, that was one of the last songs I picked, too, and it's a very interesting song. So it was a fun record to make. It was called John Pizzarelli Meets the Beatles, and the seven people who have it love it. So it was fun to make, and it was fun to be with you today. Thanks for having us all here to play with you.
Thank you for coming. Are you kidding? It's wonderful to
thanks
have you three guys here, and what are we going to I hate to say wind up, this is the last tune.
Well, I thought maybe we could play, we talked about Bobby Troup earlier, and he wrote a great song for Nat Cole called Route 66. So I thought maybe we could play that.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And
well, thanks.
I can join in and play with you guys.
Oh, we'd love it. We'd be thrilled.
Okay.
One, two. I want to be. Ever plan to move to west? Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get you kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. I get you kicks on Route 66. You go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, I'll get you kicks on Route 66. Thank you.
Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, I get you kicks on Route 66. Kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Just like we planned it.
That was just wonderful, John.
Oh, it's an honor to be on your show and to be with you. On behalf of Martin Pizzarelli on bass and Tony Tedesco on drums, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Our guest today has been John Pizzarelli. Join us each week at this time as Marian brings you other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Shari Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to hear a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz and from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Additional support comes from Jazz Times Magazine, delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. This is NPR.